KNBA celebrates Native Youth Olympics April 24th through the 26th at the Denia Center. Learn more or join in by going to citci.org.
The Alaska Native Youth Olympics, or NYO, originated in 1972. NYO events are based on games that past generations of Alaska Natives played as a way to test their hunting and surviving skills and to increase strength, endurance, agility, and the balance of mind and body. As a preliminary to this year's games, KNBA is spotlighting some of the competitive events. Today, we'll take a look at high kick events. These events provide testing of both the mind and body working together to maintain control. Here's how they work. In the Alaska high kick, participants will sit on the floor facing the ball. While holding one foot, the participant kicks the ball with the opposite foot, lands on the kicking foot, and maintains balance without sitting down. In the one-foot high kick, each participant must jump off both feet simultaneously, kick the ball with one foot, and land with the kicking foot while maintaining balance. Hopping on one foot is allowed to maintain balance on the landing. Landing on both feet, the opposite foot, and or falling will be counted as a miss in the attempt. Hopping on both feet is okay when maintaining balance. Highest of three attempts is recorded. Finally, in the two-foot high kick, participants begin by leaving the ground with both feet simultaneously. He or she will then kick the ball with both feet, land with both feet, and must maintain his or her balance. The ball does not have to be hit with both feet as long as both feet and heels are parallel. When landing, both feet must hit the floor at the same time. Hopping on both feet is okay when maintaining balance. Highest of three attempts is recorded.
KNBA celebrates Native Youth Olympics April 24th through the 26th at the Denia Center. Learn more or join in by going to citci.org.